Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 18th of January. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Joe Biden argues Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects tech companies from liability for user-generated content, should not apply to Facebook and similar platforms. He said Facebook is not just an internet company, and it's irresponsible and unaccountable for knowingly publishing falsehoods. BT is partnering with Google to launch broadband plans in the UK that come with access to the Stadia cloud gaming service. It's a first for Europe, allowing BT to offer a free Google Stadia Premier Edition with broadband deals direct to consumers. BT, the biggest ISP in the UK, is planning to offer the free kit to customers who opt for the company's superfast broadband. BT is also planning a marketing campaign to promote its Stadia bundles. Drug dealers are using Instagram, Facebook, and other social platforms to market illicit substances, NBC News reports. Specifically problematic are black market THC vape pens. The CDC has linked cartridges from dank vapes to vape lung injuries and deaths. Dank vape sellers have marketed on Instagram and shifted conversations to WhatsApp. Drug dealers are using Instagram, Facebook, and other social platforms to market illicit substances, NBC News reports. Specifically problematic are black market THC vape pens. The CDC has linked cartridges from dank vapes to vape lung injuries and deaths. Dank vape sellers have marketed on Instagram and shifted conversations to WhatsApp. The link between social media use and adolescent depression and anxiety is weak and inconsistent, according to multiple academic studies. Stanford Social Media Lab founder Jeff Hancock said tobacco abstinence, proper eating, and sufficient sleep have much more impact on the well-being of young people than mobile device usage. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.